Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, and praise the Lord, and welcome to Triplet Ministries Radio Broadcast.
Blog Talk Radio.
Triplet Ministries Radio Broadcast. I am your host, Evangelist Maria Triplet, joining you live from Starkville, Mississippi. Triplet Ministries Radio Broadcast is brought to you by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to save, heal, deliver, and set the captives free. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty, mighty good God we serve. This is the day that the Lord has made. I shall and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. It's a gorgeous day today. The sun is shining here in Starkville, Mississippi, and it should be also shining in your heart. Amen. Amen. Today we're going to be talking about a call to holiness. A call to holiness. Our scripture is coming from, we have several scriptures, but our focus scripture is going to be Acts, the second chapter of Acts and the 38th verse. Acts 2 and 38. Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we lift your name on high. We thank you, Father God, for this is the day that you've made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for the word of God, and we thank you for you coming down on earth in the form of a flesh, dying for us on the cross, so that we might have the right to the tree of life. An eternal life with you. Father God, we ask that everyone that is under the sound of my voice, be it online or on telephone, Father, will not only hear your word, but be a doer of your word, Father God. We ask and pray that this word may fall on good ground in the mighty name of Jesus. And we ask that, Father, you will break every chain and that you will loose and set the captives free in the name of Jesus. Amen. And praise God. Hallelujah. I'm glad about a call to holiness because I remember back in younger years that I couldn't be excited about holiness because I was in deep sin. And the Lord delivered me and he brought me out. And I called on the name of Jesus. And I was in my college dorm. And I got down on my knees and I asked the Lord to help me, please. And he came into my life and he turned my life around. He ordered my steps and he placed my feet on solid ground. And he allowed me to go to Bethel Temple in downtown Cincinnati, where I had received the word of God, Apostolic 2:38, Apostles' Doctrine, the Acts 2:38, repentance and baptism in the name of Jesus Christ. And I went down in the name of Jesus Christ there at Bethel Temple, and I, in the name of Jesus Christ, I repented of my sins, and I was baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. And it wasn't many days hence that I received the gift of the Holy Ghost, which was the evidence of speaking in tongues. And I recall my roommate telling me that I made a lot of distractions and noise at night, and she said I'd be speaking, and she didn't know what I would be saying because I was filled with the Holy Ghost. Jesus had filled me with the Holy Ghost, and he had blessed me with the evidence about speaking in tongues. And that's what the gift of the Holy Ghost is. Amen. And that's the speaking of tongues. And it's an unknown language. We don't even know what we're saying unless we have the interpretation of tongues. But it is the Spirit that maketh intercession for us. Amen. And so I can recall there was a gentleman by the name of Steve. Every time he would see me, God used him to save me. And he would tell me every time he see me, you got to get baptized in Jesus' name. You got to get baptized in Jesus' name. You got to be baptized in Jesus' name. And I tell you, you know, I knew he was telling me right. But I just wasn't hearing. I was hearing, but I didn't take heed to what the Spirit was saying unto me. And I heard the word, but it didn't fall on good ground. And finally, I decided that I needed another, a better way, to live a better way. And there was someone else I knew who was in the apostolic faith, and who invited me to church. And lo and behold, they were members at the same local assembly, at Bethel Temple. And I knew from there, I saw people worshiping and praising God. I really just didn't understand it. But I knew it was right. And I didn't know what I was missing, but I did know I wanted to be a part of it. And from that day forward, Jesus came into my life, and he turned my life around. And it was a call to holiness. Jesus said, holiness without no man shall see the Lord. We have to walk before God holy. He says, be holy, for I am holy. And he says, none, but the righteous shall see God. Holiness without, no man shall see the Lord. So we have to put on the breastplate of righteousness. Amen. The new man, and let that old man be cast away with the old things, and behold, come forth with a repentant heart and saying, Lord, forgive me. I'm sorry of my sins, and I want to be accepted in the kingdom of God. And I do receive your doctrine of the baptism in Jesus' name. And lead me to the rock that's higher than I, and order my steps that I might find a Bible teaching church that teaches your holy doctrine Acts 2 and 38, repentance and baptism in Jesus' name. So if you've been baptized in Jesus' name, you repented of your sins, this is a call to holiness for a global call to holiness. So you may say, well, I repented of my sins. I've been baptized in Jesus' name. I didn't spoke in tongues. I still speak in tongues. And I'm even baptized with the Holy Ghost. Well, there's others that need to be saved. And so it is our duty and our call to spread the good news and the gospel of Jesus Christ and to tell others that seek Jesus while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near, because night is coming and no man will be able to work. And we don't want to be caught, and they don't want to be caught with their works undone. See, Jesus has told us that he's coming back, and he's coming back for a church that has made herself ready. You know, the Bible says, what doth it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? You can have yachts, and you can have cars, and you can have homes. But what is it if you die and go to hell? And we want to get the word out that there is a global calling for holiness. There is a global calling for repentance. There is a global calling for baptism in Jesus' name. Now, when we talk about the baptism of the Holy Ghost, that's a little bit more advanced. That's when you have been endued with the power from on high, and you have received that power to cast out those devils. You can lay hands on the sick and they recover. And you can drink or take up any deadly thing and it won't harm you. So, therefore, we come as babes in Christ. We're desiring the sincere milk, and then we grow up and we become mature men and women of God, and we are no longer on milk, but we are on meat. So we're talking today about a global call to holiness, a global call to repentance, a global call to baptism in the name of Jesus Christ. You know, laughter is like medicine, the Bible says. And laughter is good for the soul. But, you know, a lot of times people are laughing at the wrong thing. And they're making fun of the men and women of God. And they think, wow, that's foolish. But the Bible says, O ye foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you? Who hath bewitched you? O ye foolish Galatians. And who have bewitched you and caused you not to obey the truth? So, Jesus said in his word, he is the way, the truth, and the life. So God wants us to walk not only in love, but in truth. Amen. 2 Corinthians, the 7th chapter, and the first verse reads, 2 Corinthians, the 7th chapter and the 1st verse. It reads, having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in atmosphere of God. Amen. Let's turn to Ephesians, the fourth chapter. Ephesians, the fourth chapter, and the 24th verse. And you can jot these scriptures down to make reference to them. And so when you're witnessing to others, or you are being witnessed to, you can refer back to the Word of God. So we started with Acts 2 and 38. Then we went to 2 Corinthians 7, chapter and the first verse. And now we're at Ephesians, the fourth chapter and the 24th verse. And it reads, "And that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness." See? Yes. Created in righteousness and true holiness. So we're talking about truth. We just said Jesus is the way and the truth, right? We're talking about true holiness. We're not talking about a false, a fake holiness. True holiness. Righteousness and true holiness. The Bible says, "None but the righteous shall see God." Amen. And our fourth scripture and final scripture is coming out of Hebrews, the 12th chapter. Hebrews 12 and 10. "For they verily for a few days chastened us after their own pleasure, but he for our profit, that we might be partakers of his holiness." Wow. That we might be a partaker of his holiness. See, the Bible is telling us that we have to endure hardness as a good soldier. "Many are the afflictions," the Bible says, "of the righteous, but God shall deliver you out of them all." We want the crown, but we have to stand the test, withstand those trials, the fiery trial, which is concerning you. And then you will receive that crown of life, that incorruptible. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. See, these crowns that you receive here on earth, those are corruptible. Amen. But Jesus, he says he can give you a crown. Ha! Glory, thank you, Jesus, of life. Incorruptible. A call, a global call to holiness. And a global call to repentance and baptism in Jesus' name. The signs are here. We're living in perilous times. We know men have become lovers of themselves. Boasters. Everybody's on Facebook. You don't see anybody posting too much of scripture or anything. They posting a Facebook picture of them. That's boasting and proud. See, he says in the last days, perilous times to come, men will be lovers of themselves. This is what I see on social media. Don't you see it? You're supposed to promote the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ. Repentance and baptism and a call to holiness. Not promote your agenda or your new outfit or your new hairdo or look at me or wannabe. All of these things are going to fade away. The Bible says not only is earth going to fade away, but I have news. The Bible said heaven going to fade away too. Heaven and earth is going to fade away. So why are you worrying about your dress? Why are you worrying about your outfit? Why are you worrying about some car? Why are you worrying about some airplane? That's, the Bible says, think on those are carnal things. He says, think on these things that are lovely, that are just, that are pure, and of a good report. Think on those things. That's what you ought to have your mind on. If we have the mind of Christ, he says, if, you know, let us have put on the new man. If this mind is in you, which is in Christ Jesus, you can lay aside all the filth and lust of the flesh, the filthiness of the spirit. Put all, lay aside all of that weight and the sin that so easily besets us, and run this race we have, that Jesus has set before us, with patience, that we might enter into the kingdom of God, and that he might welcome us and say, well done, my good and faithful servant. Enter now into the joy of the Lord, my beloved. See, there is a wedding day. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You know, for some that's not married, there is a wedding day that's coming. A wedding day. Hallelujah. Between the bridegroom and the bride of Christ. Hallelujah. And, you know, he's going to have a feast. Amen. He's going to have a prayer, a feast, where the table of the a feast where the Lord, the table is spread, and the feast of the Lord is going on. He's going to have a great consummation. Amen. Amen. We have to study to show ourselves approved, a workman that needeth not be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Because, you know, Jesus says if we deny him before men, he's going to deny us before the Father. So proclaim the good news. Tell everybody. Time is winding up, listeners. Time is winding up. Everybody's saying, yeah, I see it, but you're still doing the same thing. You're still posting pictures of you. I can look at somebody's page and tell where they are spiritually. And I can tell where they are naturally. Go to somebody's Facebook page. You want to know about somebody, go to their Facebook page. It'll tell the story. Where your treasure is, there where your heart may be also. That's what the Bible says. So if I go to your Facebook page and all I see is pictures of you and your husband or you, that's where your heart is. That's where your treasure is. It's in you. Jesus says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and everything else is going to be added unto you. First. That's what the Bible says. Don't worry, he says, about what you're going to eat, what you're going to drink, what you're going to wear. Don't even take a script for your journey. A lot of times I see people, they preach and they have scripts. Wait a minute. Where is your Holy Ghost? The Holy Ghost should lead and guide you into all truth. We're talking about true holiness. Amen? True holiness. If I got to have a script, then I don't need, where's my Holy Ghost? Then I'm quenching the spirit. Jesus said, don't quench the spirit. He gives us the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost will lead you and it'll guide you. See, a lot of us talk a good talk, but we're not walking in the newness of life. We're walking in the past. Just like Lot's wife. She looked back from Sodom and Gomorrah in that city. She didn't. God gave people a way of escape. He's giving you a way of escape to come out, the Bible says, from among them and be separate and touch not the unclean thing or the perverted thing. Come out. And yet, Lot's wife, she missed it. So she was, God deliberately told, do not look back. When I bring you out, don't look back. Don't turn back. Don't go back. See, because a lot of times if God bring you out of something and deliver you, you got one chance. Because he said his spirit is not going to strive, always strive with man. Because he said after a while, you know, the wrath of God come upon the children of disobedience. Then you wonder why things are happening. Because God is not a man that he should lie. We're talking about true holiness. Amen? We're talking about Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. says, come out from among them and be separate. Don't touch it. Don't even entertain it. Don't even talk about it. Don't play with it. Come out. And when I bring you out, because he says, you know, with temptation, he'll make a way of escape for you. If you are tempted, Jesus, he'll make a way if you desire to be set free and sanctified and Holy Ghost filled. Jesus will make a way for you. Just ask him. Ask the Savior to help you. And he will comfort you and guide you. And he will do just what he said he would do. He said his word will not return unto him void. So the word that I just read, that's God's holy word. And it's not going to return back to him void. So pray the word of God. When you're praying, pray the word of God. Because the word of God, is Jesus. In the beginning was the word, right? And the word was God, and the word was with God. So the word is God. And when you pray the word of God, God's word is not going to return to him, back to him, boy. So it's going to come. It's going to finish what it set out to do. It's going to complete the work that it started. Because why? Jesus Christ is the author and the finisher of our faith. You have to believe that God is who he says he is. You have to know that he sent his only begotten son, Jesus Christ, to the earth for you and I, that you and I might have the right to live again, the tree of life, that we would be saved. Amen. Our sins would be remissed and washed. Amen. Through the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise be to God. So we must make our calling and election sure. Time is of the essence. One day, you're not going to see people, and you're going to wonder what happened. Some people are going to think, oh, Lord, the aliens came and took some people away. People are going to know what's going on. And you know what? We don't want to be in that number. Because then you're going to have to take the mark of the beast. Because you had an opportunity to get salvation, to get to repent, and to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. But you didn't take the offer. God is offering you salvation. He's offering you a new life, a new beginning. He's offering you a new man or a new woman. He's offering you new beginnings. Will you accept or heed the call? Will you tell someone else about the call? Because the time is running short. We don't want to see others left behind, because then it's not going to be the way you, the free will that you have at this time. You can accept Jesus Christ, but then you'll be beheaded for taking on the name of Jesus Christ when you could have took him on before he cracked the sky. For that trumpet sound. You could have took them on in. And you won't have no money. You're going to have to take the mark of Jesus to have money to buy your food or anything else. You're going to have to make a choice. And Jesus, you know, at that time, when that happens, the choice is still going to be yours, just like it is today. But it won't be as a free will choice that you have today. Don't be left behind. Make Jesus your choice. Say, I'm not going to worry about what others may say or others may do. Say, I'm going to stand for Christ. I'm going to do the will and the work while it's day. And I'm going to see Jesus for myself and do what God tells you to do. Obey the Spirit. Walk in the Spirit. And you won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. Jesus is coming back. And he's coming back soon. Get ready, church. Get ready, listeners. Just like T.D. Jakes said, get ready, get ready, get ready. For Jesus is to come. I just love the Lord, don't you? Take Jesus with you everywhere you go and make sure that you have completed the requirement to enter into the kingdom, and that's the repentance and the baptism in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you.
I'm wrapped up. I'm tired of. Oh,